This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War. Tex capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET, USA's flagship station, Big D Talk, KBDT in Dallas, Texas, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free an American Silver Eagle coin along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America, 833-WAR-TALK. Whatever you want to talk about, I'm ready to talk about it. I'm ready to rant. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Now, I guess I'm a climate change denier. I hate that word. I don't agree that anyone is a climate change denier, because they're trying to make you subconsciously think about Holocaust deniers, right? I'm a Jew, so I'm not a Holocaust denier. But I'll tell you what, I am a climate change denier. I'm a climate skeptic. And you know what a new study shows? Shocking! But not to me. Not to you. I know you agree. Climate skeptics like Wayne Root are more eco-friendly than climate alarmists. Americans who are skeptical about climate change engage in personal behavior that's more friendly to the environment than climate alarmists who support increased government regulation, a new study found. Michael Hall is a psychologist from the University of Michigan. He led a team of researchers in a year-long longitudinal study of 600 Americans who regularly reported their climate change beliefs, pro-environmental behavior, and other climate change-related measures, and he published the results of the study in the Journal of Environmental Psychology. And the researchers grouped their subjects into three categories based on their attitude towards climate change. Number one, the skeptical. Number two, the cautiously worried. Number three, the highly concerned. And correlated their beliefs with their personal lifestyle choices. The results of the study contradicted the intuitive assumption that people who are most concerned about climate change would be the most likely to engage in eco-friendly behavior, really revealing instead the contrary is true. There's an inverse correlation between climate change concern and environmentally beneficial action. While very supportive of government action on climate, the group of highly concerned were the least likely to behave in environmentally friendly ways on a personal level. The self-described skeptics like Wayne Root, conservatives who don't believe in climate change or global warming, on the other hand, while most opposed to government policies, were also the most likely to report engaging in individual-level pro-environmental behavior. Like me. I barely drive, you know? I mean, I really don't go anywhere other than out to dinner. So I don't use my car. I don't have a carbon footprint. Everything I do is in my home. Everything I do is on the computer, on the internet. I don't have a private jet. I don't drive a limousine. I'm not polluting the environment. I'm not really doing any wear and tear on the roads. And I recycle all the time. Everything I do is paper, plastic. I assemble it in the recycling box. Get what I'm saying? The environmental lifestyle choices examined by Hall and his team included recycling, buying green products, and using reusable shopping bags. Roughly once every 8 weeks during the course of the year, participants in the study were asked about their climate change beliefs as well as the degree of support for policies such as gasoline taxes, fuel economy standards. They were queried regarding their personal conduct. As a result of the study, researchers concluded that belief in climate change does not appear to be a necessary or sufficient condition for pro-environmental behavior. Interesting. It's just more proof that liberals are the biggest hypocrites that ever lived. That's all it is. Proof liberals are just the biggest hypocrites that ever lived. They do nothing they tell you to do. They don't pay any taxes. And then they want the IRS to be sicked on you. They drive in the rich ones drive in their private jets, fly in their private jets, drive in their limousines, and use obscene amounts of fuel, but then they want you to have a car that has some sort of ridiculous fuel standards that can never be reached in 1,000 years. And they want to put the car companies out of business if they don't achieve them. How will they achieve them? Well, of course, they need taxpayer money. Everything they do is taxpayer money. Solar is taxpayer money. No solar could stay in business without taxpayer money. It's too expensive. Nobody would actually buy it. And they themselves are against guns, but they always have bodyguards armed with guns surrounding them. And when you talk about the NRA, and by the way, there's a new head of the NRA, new president of the NRA, Oliver North, was named today. Yes, the former Colonel Oliver North, who was a big shot in the Reagan administration, is new head of the National Rifle Association. Wayne LaPierre will continue on as CEO. They made an announcement in Dallas, Texas today. The NRA's board of directors elected Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North as new president of the NRA, making him partners with LaPierre and Chris Cox to lead the oldest and largest civil rights organization in the United States. We'll get to that a little bit later. But here's the reason I'm not for gun control. Here's the reason gun control scares me. And I talked about those stats before we went to the break. You know, in almost every single state, there's like one or two white people killed out of 100,000 with guns. And there's between 40 and 50 black people killed by guns, because they're living in bad neighborhoods. They need to defend themselves. You're leaving them completely defenseless to be killed by thugs. Strictest gun control in the nation are in those cities, in those states. So how else would you explain it? You're either going to say something racist, you're going to say black people behave differently than white people, or you're going to be completely non-racist, which I am, and say it's got nothing to do with that. It has to do with being poor, not black. In poor neighborhoods, there's lots of crime. Poor neighborhoods, people are starving, and so they want to steal something. And they're going to steal it with a gun. And you leave the good people defenseless because they can't get a gun, so they get shot and killed. So the numbers are astronomical in poor neighborhoods. And that accounts for the black-white difference. I'm being nice, but truthful. But here's a story that tells you why you don't want gun control. Pregnant mom thrown in prison for legally defending her family with a gun. Wow. A mother is sitting in prison in Michigan where she will soon give birth to her child, her second child, as she spends the next 2 years serving the mandatory sentence for felonious assault and a felony firearms conviction. Sawatu Salama Ra, 26, was a legal gun owner with a concealed carry permit in a state that allows open carry, and when she pulled out her gun, she was defending herself, her mother, and her two-year-old daughter. The incident occurs in July in 2017. So last July at Ra's mother's house, there was a conflict between Ra's niece and a friend. Ra ordered the friend to leave the property. And when the friend's mother drove to the house to pick up her daughter, a verbal conflict with Ra ensued. Ra's legal team told the Metro Times that Harvey, wait a minute, who's Harvey? Oh, the mother, Chanel Harvey. Harvey attempted to run over Ra's mother and started ramming her vehicle into Ra's car while Ra's two-year-old daughter played inside. Ra responded by reaching into her glove box and pulling out her legally handgun, which was unloaded. Well, Ra's decision to point the gun in Harvey's direction stops any further aggression and resulted in Harvey finally leaving the property. She did so after pulling out her phone and taking pictures of Ra holding the gun, raising questions about whether she was actually concerned that Ra was going to use it to shoot her. Harvey went straight to the police, claimed she was the victim, and Ra was the aggressor who confronted her with a gun in her hand when she attempted to pick up her daughter. Ra also went to the police on the same day and filed a report claiming she was attacked by Harvey, and she pulled out her gun to defend herself and her family. Given the fact that Ra was a legal gun owner with a concealed carry permit, it would be assumed by many the law would act in her favor, especially since Michigan has a stand-your-ground law. However, 3 weeks later, a SWAT team broke down the front door and raided Ra's house, and she quickly learned that law enforcement had already chosen a side. Her lawyer told the Metro Times a detective from the Detroit Police Department testified in court the department considers the person who arrives at the police station first to be the victim, which automatically made Ra the aggressor, even though she arrived hours later to file her own report. When the case went to trial, the court had little mercy on Ra and her attorney, Victoria Burton Harris, told Vox. She believed the jury was not fully informed of the facts of the case, which were not accurately collected by detectives who sided with Harvey, and they were not aware that a conviction carried a mandatory sentence. The case was simple. A black woman, a mother, a daughter, an activist was afraid, and it didn't matter. Her fear wasn't significant enough for a jury of her peers to believe it. We'll never know what more she needed to endure to justify her fear. She stood her ground and is now serving a mandatory 2-year prison term. That's your gun, strict gun control for you. She had a permit. She had a concealed carry permit. She had a gun to defend her life, and it wasn't even loaded. She didn't even use it. She didn't kill anyone. She didn't hurt anyone. She's in jail for 2 years giving birth to her child. And the other child who's 2 years old won't see her for 2 years, other than visits in prison. That's gun control. As the Metro Times reported, before Ra was labeled as a convicted felon, she was an outspoken activist in Detroit who educated young mothers on nutrition, served as co-director of the Cass Corridor's East Michigan Environmental Action Council. Wow. The executive director of the Sierra Club, that's the most liberal, revolting, make-me-want-to-vomit club in America, Michael Brunet, released a statement condemning Ra's sentence and the inhumane treatment she was receiving as a pregnant mother in prison. Wow. She spent her life fighting environmental injustice, my kind of woman, right? And pushing back against big polluters who are poisoning her community, is what this guy's saying. And she's not being afforded the protection of the law she deserves, as is all too often the case for women of color dealing with our criminal justice system. Wow. Let me tell you, for once in my life, I'm for this woman of color who is a social justice warrior who fights for environmental social justice. All key words that a Republican and conservative like me finds revolting, but I would fight for. Because that's ridiculous. I can't even believe you put her in jail for 2 years. You know O.J. Simpson got off with murder because he hired the best legal team the world had ever known. Johnny Cochran. Can't even remember all the lawyers now. And she's got no one, and she goes to jail for 2 years. Wow, that's not right. I'll be right back. War now. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540, 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about $1 a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service, now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Attention ladies, is your bladder bothering you or controlling your life? Do you want to sleep through a night without getting up all the time? Do you want to keep your active lifestyle, freedom, without looking for bathrooms all the time, plus regain your confidence? Well, now you can with Better Woman. Better Woman is an all-natural supplement specifically formulated with 20 pure Chinese herbs. It works to improve your bladder control with no side effects or harsh chemicals. Better Woman has been helping women with bladder control problems since 2002. Thousands have trusted us. We want to help you. Call right now and learn how to get a free bonus bottle, a $45 value, and join thousands of women to get your bladder control back. Better Woman is freedom in a bottle. Call now and find out how to get a free bonus bottle of Better Woman. woman.
800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
War now!
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids, no matter what the number, for $449 a month. Whether you have one kid or 20 kids, it's $449 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. For my four kids, I joined. I'm Exhibit A. Hashtag me too. I'm with Liberty HealthShare. For more information, call toll-free 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237, toll-free, 855-585-4237. Remember, I saved $18,000 last year, and I'll save $18,000 this year. Could you use $36,000 in 2 years? Get with the program. Call Liberty HealthShare or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. So that story was pretty eye-opening, right? That story of the gal in Michigan who grabs her licensed legal gun, and she has a CCW carry permit, and she still gets arrested, and she's convicted and spends 2 years in prison, including giving birth in prison. Can you even believe these things happen? Well, guess what? I've seen them happen many times. I saw the story a few years back when Chris Christie was the governor of New Jersey, and some kid had gotten in an argument with his wife in Colorado, and they decided they were splitting up and getting a divorce, and he packed everything he owned in his car, and he drove cross-country to his mother to stay with his mother's house in New Jersey, which has among the strictest gun laws in the country. But he forgot that his gun was in his trunk. He didn't even consider it. It's legal to have your gun with you in Colorado, in your trunk. It's not in the area where you can reach for it in your car. But he had it in his trunk in New Jersey. You can't have it anywhere in your car. And so the police pull him over, and they search his car. I don't know if they thought he was acting suspicious. It was probably piled to the top with junk, his belongings. And the cops said, let's check him out. And they find the gun in the trunk, and he gets sentenced to 8 years in jail. I believe without parole. I was just 8 years in jail. And he's in jail with the worst scum in the entire world. drug dealers, murderers, rapists. He's not in a country club prison. This is not like getting convicted of a country club crime. You get put in with the worst people who've used guns to rob stores and kill people. It's a nightmare experience of a lifetime, and after like a year and a half, 18 months in a high-security prison with murderers, I'm sure he got raped every day. After 18 months of getting raped every day by murdering scum, living a real-life nightmare, Chris Christie gave him a pardon, and he left prison. I don't know why he didn't do it before he ever walked into prison. He must have had bad legal representation, just like this girl. If you're not rich in America, you are screwed over by the judicial system. Simple as that. You got no shot. If you got money or power, you have some chance. And so I'm against strict gun control. It doesn't work. It puts law-abiding people in prison. It's just like with illegals. What part of this don't you understand with illegals? You're in the country illegally, and you get welfare, food stamps, this, that, everything free. I don't understand. It's so simple. Number one, you have no right to be here at all. Number two, you have no right to collect any taxpayer money for anything. And let's take all that away and let's deport you. It's pretty simple stuff. Same thing with gun laws. It makes no sense. If you are committing a crime with a gun, okay, put them away for an extra 10 years on top of the 20. But if you're doing nothing wrong, how do you go to jail for a gun? Guns don't kill. Having a gun in your hand doesn't kill. If you didn't kill anybody, you just waved a gun to defend your life against a crazy person who was ramming your car. How do you send that person to jail? If you were simply driving on the highway and there's a gun in your trunk, how do you go to jail for 8 years? How do you lose your life? Remember, when you get out, you can't even get a job. There's no one who hires anyone with a criminal record. So your entire life is ruined. You will be a dead-end loser the rest of your life, sweeping floors and cleaning toilets. Because you had a gun in your trunk that you couldn't even reach. She had a gun that wasn't even loaded in Michigan. And she was using it in self-defense, and she had a license to own that gun. So my point is, thank God in Las Vegas, Nevada, there are no laws. Basically, anyone can carry anywhere. So I could just be driving around with my gun, and the cop could say to me, you have a gun in the car? And I'd say, yeah. And you don't get in trouble. But if you did the same thing in Michigan, they put you in jail for 5 years. Why? I didn't use the gun in a crime. I didn't point it at the officer. I didn't rob a store with it. I didn't kill anybody. It's just in my car. It's called self-defense. So you think strict gun control is good? You mean I should go to jail for 5 years and lose my life and lose my business and lose my family for 5 years? And my kids grew up without me because I got a gun that I didn't use to hurt anybody? And you think that's normal? If you're liberal and you think that's normal, I got a middle finger for you. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV, and just spouting common sense that a majority of Americans agree. Patriots agree. Patriots listen to Wayne Allyn Root. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Oil prices hit their highest since late 2014 today. Now the prices are being driven by a deepening economic crisis in Venezuela and worries that the United States could reimpose sanctions on Iran, while stocks firmed and the dollar surged to another high in 2018. Earlier today at the White House, First Lady Melania Trump announced her core initiative as First Lady.
Today, I'm very excited to announce Be Best, an awareness campaign dedicated to the most valuable and fragile among us, our children.
Oliver North will become the president of the NRA within a few weeks. That's according to the board of directors, who began the process earlier today. In a statement, Wayne LaPierre, NRA executive vice president and CEO, said Oliver North is a legendary warrior for American freedom, a gifted commentator, and a skilled leader. For all of these stories, please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
All right, Wayne on the Roof, more now. Welcome back to the show. Bullet Blocker is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Joe Curran was trained as an Army Ranger and former deputy sheriff. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe Curran has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcases, and more. Philip Bucker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that... the armor. You could put that on a bumper sticker. I like that. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. I like that. Send your kids to school with police body armor. It's light as could be. It'll save their life in emergency. It lets you sleep at night. You know, nothing more important when your kids leave for school. Forget about coming home with A's. I used to think that was the most important thing. Now I just want to come home alive, right? That's the most important thing. So if you're a parent, you're crazy if you don't go to Bullet Blocker. Go to bulletblocker.com, enter code WAR to save 10%. WAR for yours truly, Wayne Allyn-Root. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com. I'm telling you, if you're a parent, that is a site that you got to make your first stop and protect your kids for the last day of school and every day in between. Bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com, and call them and thank them. Actually, there's no 800 number. It's just a website. So just they'll allow you to contact them when you go to the website and thank them for sponsoring War Now, the Wayne Allyn-Root Show. Make sure they know that people out there appreciate what they do. Got it? Or you're not going to have conservative talk radio for long. Bill Whittle is on with us, a conservative blogger, great one, legendary one, political commentator, host of Firewall. He's got the Firewall videos found on YouTube and on his website, BillWhittle.com. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Hey, it could be back. Wayne, how are you?
Good. Hey, are you having problems with the YouTubes and the Facebooks and the Twitters of the world, or they've left you alone? What's your deal?
Oh, no, man. They're sitting on everybody very hard. In fact, one of the things, it was a lot worse for me about a month ago. Doing a little better now. But I began to realize a month ago that these tech companies are just essentially determined to make sure that the American people don't ever make a mistake like they made in November, according to them, you know? So they
right,
are determined,
right.
So they're determined to make sure that, I think you look at places like Google and Facebook and so on, and they looked at the election of Donald Trump as an aberration, and the aberration happened because the American people got a chance to hear the other side of the story. So they're determined that's not going to happen again. And
right.
Our revenues and our views especially are probably 10% of what they were a year ago. I have a friend who told me about a conservative website that employed 69 people in January. In February, YouTube and Facebook changed their algorithms, and now they employ 7 people.
Right.
So, yeah.
That might be my buddies, by the way.
Yeah, they're in a full court press to make sure that no one ever gets to hear any other side of the story again.
It's very sad, very sad. And I never understood why conservatives were building their entire business around, you know, Facebook and Twitter. I mean, you just can't make that your business model when you know that people in Silicon Valley hate you. I think it was pretty easy to see that we might be in trouble. So, I don't know. I think it was a pretty shaky pyramid to build it on. YouTube, I totally understand. Your stuff, you know, you're a TV guy, so you have to put it on YouTube. I get it. But to get your traffic from Facebook and Twitter and Google and things like that, I just thought was just scary and problematic from the beginning. And I just kind of sensed that we had a problem. And I'm sad that I turned out to be right. But anyway, before we get to
I wish you'd given me a call because all of this, exactly what you said is exactly the case. And it's clear in retrospect that when we went from individual web addresses, which are unstoppable, the Internet's designed to survive nuclear war. So anybody can type in a web address and go there. But the move to Facebook and YouTube was to take our message to what we thought was a way to get seen by more people by centralizing it. But since they're both privately owned companies, we basically moved the entire inventory into a shop that can be closed, and that was a big mistake.
All right, well, that's why we've got BillWhittle.com. Bill Whittle, WHITTLE.com. They can't stop that, but they can slow the traffic to it, and that's what they're trying to do. BillWhittle.com. Make sure you frequent it, and Bill's one of the friends of the show and a great guy and a big conservative, and I've loved his videos for many, many years, his firewall videos. By the way, Megan Barth says hi. You know, she's on my show twice a week. She's a great gal.
I did not. She's great. I met Megan at the CPAC, was it 2011? No, earlier than that. 9, something like that. And somebody had on the spur of the moment said, well, this is going to happen when pigs fly. And Megan had to go out and find inflatable pig balloons in a city she'd never lived in before. and she did it, too. She's a wonder.
She's a great gal, and she's on my show every Tuesday and Wednesday.
Okay.
Excuse me, Tuesday and Thursday, and she will be here tomorrow. So she just texted me right before you got on and said, make sure you tell Bill Whittle that I said hi. So there she is.
Tell her I said hi back.
All right, so your latest firewall video is about Kanye West, and I've been ranting about Kanye West because I'm Jewish by birth, and I'd like to be the Kanye West of Jews and lead Jews out of the wilderness like Kanye led was trying to lead blacks out of the wilderness. And I've asked the question in my syndicated newspaper column. I asked the question just this past Thursday, you know, why do Jews have to be Democrats? They don't have to be Democrats, just like he said blacks don't have to be Democrats. And I think we got to fight. We got to fight for people to see the truth. So tell us what your latest firewall video with Kanye was all about.
Well, it's called Kanye West, Racist. Wait, what? That's the actual title. And basically works like this, Wayne. The left has been telling one story since November of 2016, and this is how left-wing logic goes. Only old white racists support Donald Trump. Kanye West supports Donald Trump. Therefore, Kanye West has to be an old white racist. And this is why this whole thing with Kanye West, which may seem so insignificant to conservatives, is actually of enormous importance, because what Kanye West has done, he's done two things, and of all the people I thought likely to do this, he was at the bottom of my list until I realized, actually, now he's got the biggest ego on planet Earth, and he's probably the only person who could take the heat he's taking now. But basically, here's what it is. Social proof is the most important psychological factor that acts on human beings. People will do what other people are doing, even if it means contradicting their own most closely held beliefs in most cases. So when Kanye West says that he supports Donald Trump, he's giving permission to his fans to like Donald Trump. In fact, he's giving permission to the entire culture. No one's going to be able to say that Kanye West is an Uncle Tom. No one's going to be able to say that Kanye West, you know, is a white supremacist. He's got street cred. And when he says, I like the guy, he's making it socially okay for other people to like him, too. So that's enormous. And then the second thing he's doing, which potentially could be even bigger, he says things like, I like the way Candace Owens thinks. Well, I do too. And people start asking, who the hell is Candace Owens? And he's quoting, we found out he's watching Ralph Peterson videos. He quoted Thomas Sowell in a tweet or a text the other day. Thomas Sowell, as I'm sure our listeners know, is probably the smartest man on the face of the earth, black economist and philosopher, and he basically sent out to 28 million people quotations of Sowell that basically say socialism has never helped the common people. It's only advanced the cause of the elite that can fool people into it, something like that. So here's the thing, Wayne. He's got 28 million Twitter followers, and of Kanye's 28 million Twitter followers, I'm going to guess the number of them that have never heard of Thomas Sowell is somewhere around 28 million.
Exactly.
So you have two enormous things happening. You have what's arguably the most important influential voice in music today saying, yeah, I like Donald Trump. That makes it okay to like Donald Trump. If somebody as cool as Kanye West likes Donald Trump, and somebody who's so obviously not a racist as Kanye West likes Donald Trump, it blows the entire progressive narrative out of the water. And then the second part is he's naming names of philosophers and people who certainly some of his followers are going to start wondering, who's this Thomas Sowell guy, and who's this Jordan Peterson guy, and who's this Candace Owens woman? And it's a big deal. That's why the left is having such a meltdown over it.
And by the way, I know what your next video is going to be, and it's going to be my next video, too, because I just think it's great when somebody thinks they can control our lives, and they're part of big government, and they're part of the D.C. swamp, and they're corrupt, and they hate my president, Donald Trump, and they're in bed with Robert Mueller in the investigation, winds up being the worst person in the world. And guess what just broke? Seconds ago, brand new news, Trump foe and Mueller-linked New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman accused of beating and choking women in bed. A reporter for the Huffington Post warned his Twitter followers hours ago that a huge story about one of Trump's biggest foes is about to drop, and it will delight the president and dominate the news cycle, said Yashar Ali of Huffington Post Monday evening. And here it is, New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, who is working with Mueller on the Paul Manafort's case, has been accused of physical abuse by four women who say he threatened to kill them if they broke up with them and choked them in bed and beat them. I love it. I mean, I hate it. I'm sorry he did that to him, but it's perfect because that's big government swamp right there.
That's right. This is the kind of sober, responsible, completely unbiased government official that you want in charge of a completely non-political investigation like this one. You know, what do you do with this, Wayne? I mean, you know, this stuff is beyond parody. I maintain we haven't had a government from the point where the Senate stopped providing budgets for the federal government. When the Senate cannot do the simplest thing and the most basic thing that it's supposed to do, which is basically allocate how the money is going to be spent. I think we went through the entire Obama administration, certainly went through 5 or 6 years of it without a budget. We just had continuing resolutions. I understand we missed the budget deadline this year. And so if these people cannot even do the single most simple, well, not that writing a budget is simple, but it's the most basic part of the government, they can't even do that anymore, then what do you call this group of criminals?
I think you call them a group of criminals. I think you call them a cabal of corrupt swamp creatures, snakes and rats. And this guy beats his women, and he literally not only beats his women, chokes his women, threatens to kill them if they leave him. This is the Attorney General of New York, that the biggest bully that ever lived. Hates Trump, hates people like me, hates businessmen, hates Wall Street. Good for him. Bill Whittle, thank you for coming on the show. BillWhittle.com. Go there. BillWhittle.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129 or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info. Cruisenow.info.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of 4 kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids, and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products bullet-resistant. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. This segment of the show is sponsored by the Landis Tax Group. My great friend Sam Landis, the greatest tax attorney in America, in my opinion. It's just my opinion, but hey, he did a great job for me. No one else in the country could have done what he did for me. The IRS was on top of me. They were on the right of me. They were on the left of me. They were under me. They were over me. They were smothering me. They were choking me. They were trying to kill me. Sam Landis took the case. I interviewed all these top attorneys. He's the one I chose. And he really wanted the case. He knew he could beat him. He knew I'd done nothing wrong. He knew he wanted to fight for me. And Sam did it. And with his new program, where a majority of IRS matters could be resolved for a flat monthly fee, a low flat monthly fee. And he's handled over 800 cases, and you get a free consultation, a free call with a tax attorney that's protected by attorney-client privilege, very important. And he'll tell you exactly what it costs. No salesman on the phone, only lawyers, licensed legal lawyers, not salesmen with hype. And they tell you exactly what it'll cost, exactly how much time it'll take, and they always get it done right. Call Landis Tax Group at 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Make sure you do that. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. And let them know that Wayne Root sent you. Thank you, Sam Landis. Let them know how much you appreciate that Sam Landis has sponsored the show for such a long period of time. 2 years now. Over 2 years. So the breaking news is coming fast and furious. You know, a lot of people, the average person, they work hard. They just don't know the names. The names. I knew the names. I knew the names. Eric Schneiderman is the Attorney General of New York. I think he's scum. I mean, I just think he's absolute scum. I think he puts people in jail just to extort them out of money for the state of New York. I think he hates anybody who makes money. He wants to put them all in jail, and then he'll settle if you give him $5 million. So he's an extortion artist. Basically, what these attorney generals in many cases are, is they're extortion artists. They're no different than the mafia, the Gambino crime family. And so now he has been an extortionist against Donald Trump. And he's trying to put this guy, Paul Manafort, in prison, who did nothing wrong during the Trump campaign. They're using their, their license as attorney generals and as the special prosecutor, Mueller. They think they have a license to go back in everyone's life and look back to everything you've done your entire life and find something somewhere and throw you in jail. There is no crime they're looking for. It's not like the case involves a crime. They're searching for a crime, and they're going to find one somewhere in your life that they could turn into a crime, and at that point, you're so broke from legal fees, that you're willing to say and do anything and throw in the chips and say, forget it. I can't afford my lawyer anymore. My lawyer's not my friend. Actually, you, the prosecutor, are more my friend at this point because my house is gone. My life savings are gone. My family doesn't love me anymore. They all think I'm a criminal. And you're the only person that could save me now. Instead of giving me 20 years in jail for nothing, you might give me 1 year in jail for nothing or a suspended sentence if I rat on my best friend, Donald Trump, or if I rat on someone I believe in and love. That's what these scum do to people like Paul Manafort. Eric Schneiderman is scum, and he's accused now of beating and choking women in bed. And this story wasn't broken by Wayne Root or some conservative or Fox News. Matter of fact, it isn't even up on Fox News yet. It's at the Gateway Pundit, one of our favorite websites. It'll be up on Fox News in the next hour, but they never get it as quick as Gateway Pundit. And it started out in the Huffington Post, a liberal website. Yashir Ali of Huffington Post broke this story. And here it is. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, working with Mueller on Paul Manafort's case, been accused of physical abuse by four women. He threatened to kill the women if they broke up with him. Schneiderman led he's a longtime Trump foe. He has an obsession with Trump. Another loser with a Trump obsession. I said the same thing about Mueller. First of all, none of them have as much money as Donald Trump. I mean, you know, like times 10 million as much money as Donald Trump. Nothing. It's like I have a dollar in my wallet and somebody else has 80 billion. That's what these guys are like. They're government flunkies. They don't have huge money. They've never made huge money. They're jealous of someone who makes huge money. They don't know how to do what Donald Trump does, number one. And number two, all men, any man who says otherwise is lying, all men love gorgeous, sexy women. All men. And they all wish they could have gorgeous, sexy women. Donald Trump has had them his whole life. Okay, I'm not judging the morality of what he did or didn't do, whether it was cheating, whether it was with a wife, whether it was while the wife was pregnant. I'm not getting into that. I'm just making the point that the biggest beauty queens in the world and the Miss Universe contestants and the Playboy playmates and the models and the this and the that, the actresses, they've all been with Donald Trump. He's been with all of them. And they're jealous. That's all this comes down to. They're jealous of his money. They're jealous of all the beautiful women that he's had relationships with. And they have never been able to do that. They're all a bunch of nerds. All these lawyers and attorney generals are nerds who have never gotten it. They've never gotten the beautiful babe, ever. And so they're just jealous of Donald Trump. Schneiderman is just like that. And they all have the same look on their face. I don't know why it is that every attorney general looks like he's got a stick up his butt. They're just mean-spirited people. They're just angry all day long, and they're just jealous and hateful of anyone who's successful. Schneiderman led a lawsuit against Trump that was filed after he announced his run for president. This is the guy who went after Trump for Trump University, you know, because like eight people complained out of 20,000. And he launched an investigation at the Eric Trump Foundation over allegations the organization funneled money through charity golf outings, which raised millions for St. Jude's Children's Hospital. And so he's now Mueller's best friend. You know, the anti-Trump attorney general of New York. He hates Trump. He's jealous of Trump. And now he's facing his day of reckoning. He's a prominent voice against sexual misconduct. He is. And now he's got four women with whom he's had romantic relationships who accuse him of having subjected them to non-consensual physical violence. All have been reluctant to speak out, fearing reprisal. Two of the women, we've got names, Michelle Manning Barrett, Tanya Selvaratram, have talked to the New Yorker on the record because they feel they could protect other women. He hit them. He beat them. He choked them. I'll be right back. War now.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job, keeping me in shape, is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andrew 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andrew 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Help you.